years, they put a pair chair of planes up for quite a number of months, which our kids used to enjoy, because when they'd done some work on it, they wanted some applicants to sit in them, like, you know, so we used to go and have a ride on them. One or two other things, you know, because there was no fairs as such around in them days, not during the war years, early war years. And then, of course, you come to quite an exciting bloke. I don't know what he'd done or what he was, but he lived in the house just before the plat, and he used to come out and play a trumpet and stand on the edge of the yard blowing his ear trumpet, playing all sorts of tunes, you know. And then you got the plat. In the other side of the plat, there was yet another grocer's shop. That was Cater's. And that then is a row of houses right the way down, little cottages right down to where Welch's, the butcher's, is, which was opposite Snell's, the baker's. And that's where we were living above in the 30s. And then you came to yet another shoe repairer, Coleman's, if I remember right, that one was. And they do leather work and whatever. And then you come to the Fuller's second shop, which he had built in the, must have been late 30s, I think that must have been. And then, of course, the Nag's Head. And then just the side of the Nag's Head, you had a public toilet, which was great, because right in the middle of the town. Now, you have a job to find out where it is, anybody coming, because it's in the car park, isn't it? But that's where it was then. Then you had the bank on the corner. You come around the corner, and you had the chemist, King's the chemist, very nice, the gentleman and his wife in there. And then you had Hinkley's, the greengrocers, followed by Hampshire's, the they'd done everything under the sun, I suppose, in the way of ironmongery. It's one of those type of shops where you go in and you couldn't find it in there, you wouldn't find it anywhere, like, you know. And then you had one of the doctor's surgeries. Then you come to the Crown, which had a tap or bottle and jug one end, then the entrance to the Crown. I can remember, incidentally, the Crown being on fire. I'd been on fire when I went to school in about 1936, 37, something like that. See where the windows had been smoked, like, you know. Then you had the other end, that's still opposite the town hall. You had yet another grocery, which I think was Kingham or Bizzle. I'm not sure which one was what inside the road. Then you come towards the cycle shop, which was run by Mr. Corrie Ward, who was done quite great things, I think, in amateur road racing, bicycle racing. And of course you had George, his brother, and of course we all know about it, the father, who's done all the photographing of the late century and coming into the early 20th century. And I didn't know him. That's the one with the beard, I think, he had. I knew George, who had his workshop up that yard. And I know the next one was old Mrs. Hinkley, who had the next one, which again was a greengrocer shop. And then I'd never saw it as such, but my father-in-law, I think he told me that there was a smith there, shoeing horses and blacksmiths type of stuff, before the house, which is now let back. And then you come to the King's Arms, not the King's Arms,
the King's
Arms. Then past the King's Arms, which has always looked about like it is now, and evidently that was modernised in the late 30s, but I can never remember it. And then you come to Haddon's, who is again a very nice fella, and his wife, and the chemist. And that's the yard where you go up to the Baptist Chapel, which was a very old building with a, I don't know what it's like inside, but the outside, it's got quite a roof on it, isn't it, with some sort of thing in the middle of it, sort of